Each Thursday morning, we talk Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Welcome back, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
The Sabres have played four games since we last spoke, three of them losses, the most recent being Tuesday in Toronto. The Sabres and Maple Leafs have both undergone rebuilds in the last few years. Both teams tanked for high draft picks. But it appears the Leafs' plan has led to much quicker success than Buffalo's. They're a playoff team right now.
Yes, the Leafs have won 9 of the last 11 games. They've vaulted into a playoff spot, and I don't think a lot of people thought they would be there right now. Most fans, observers thought they would be a competitive team and would maybe hang around the race, but they've totally surpassed the Sabres. The Sabres are supposed to be at least a year or two ahead of the Leafs as far as progress coming out of their rebuilds. But right now, the Leafs, they have better prospects, they have better young stars. They don't have a lot of overpriced veterans like the Sabres do. They're getting better goaltending. And for the Sabres to go up there and lose the way they did, blowing an early two-goal lead, it really magnified all that. I mean, that for the Sabres, that's an embarrassing loss. They're supposed to be way ahead of the Leafs right now. Right now, Auston Matthews, the young Leafs star, the first overall pick in June, he's a better player than Jack Eichel. And that's not a dig at Jack Eichel at all, but he's a better player. The numbers show it. The Leafs get better coaching from Mike Babcock, who's arguably the best coach in the game. The Leafs score a lot of goals. They're fun to watch. They're pretty aggressive, and you can't say those things about the Sabres. The Sabres, they can't get a handle on things. They're wildly inconsistent. They're boring, and they're probably going to miss the playoffs, and there's a good chance now the Leafs are going to make the playoffs, maybe a year or two ahead of schedule.
Well, I think for most fans, this team just continues to be frustrating. You think they're starting to get on a roll like they were last week, and now they've lost three or four.
They're incredibly frustrating, and they have zero consistency within games, within stretches. And we saw it again Tuesday where they jumped out to a 2-0 lead. They had total control. And you know there's going to be a pushback, but they allowed three goals in a little less than 10 minutes, and they totally lost control of the game. And there's been a lot of games like that this year. They were heading toward what probably would have been one of their best victories all season, and they just totally imploded. And every time you think they turn a corner, when they win two straight games, three out of four, they come crashing back to earth. They had some nice wins a couple weeks ago, then they followed that up with a couple of duds. And then Monday afternoon against the Stars, they played one of their best games all season. They won 4-1. It was one of their more complete wins all season. And a day later, they blow an early two-goal lead, and they lose to their arch rival. And you can't make the playoffs in the NHL if you don't string together winning streaks. And the Sabres haven't won more than three games this year. They're in last place right now. And unless in the next few weeks here they string together five, six straight wins, win 8 out of 10, they're not going to move up the standings.
Well, Sabres general manager Tim Murray has, for the most part, been pretty popular since he came to Buffalo, but it seems like criticism of some of his moves does seem to be getting louder. Some of the defensemen he's brought in have had limited success, and goalie Robin Lehner, who was pulled in that Toronto game, hasn't quite lived up to the price that Murray paid to get him.
So far, about 50 games into his Sabres career, Robin Lehner has not been worth the steep price of a first-round pick. At times, he's looked like a number one goalie, potentially one of the league's better number one goalies, but other times he's inconsistent. He doesn't give you the big save. He doesn't give you a big save early. He hasn't made a save in the shootout this year. He doesn't steal games, and a lot of times he doesn't come up with the big saves. And we saw that Tuesday against the Maple Leafs where he let in a bad goal to Matt Martin. It was just he flung the shot from the boards and somehow went in underneath his arm. And elite goalies, top number one goalies, make that save. If he makes that save, the Sabres might win because a lot of that game was pretty even or the Sabres carried the play. And Tim Murray has been here 3 years now, and for most of that time he has been a very popular guy, a popular GM. He came into town and he was the anti-Darcy Regier. He has an edge to him, he's loud, and he's very aggressive. I mean, he's totally remade the roster in these 3 years. There's only a couple of guys left from when he took over. But a lot of these deals aren't working out. The Leonard deal right now doesn't look good. He gave Matt Molson 5 years and $25 million. That deal looks terrible. And one thing we're starting to see, I believe, is that when they really tore things down a couple of years ago and they started just selling off anyone who was playing well, is that 2 years later, they need those guys. You might laugh that they need a fourth liner or a third liner, but they need guys like Torrey Mitchell and Brian Flynn, guys they basically gave away because they wanted to secure the number one draft pick. They haven't received a lot of contributions from fourth liners and other guys like that in their lineup. They don't have a lot of depth now. They whittled away a lot of their depth, and a lot of this stuff is coming back to haunt them. And a lot of these moves, looking back 2 years later, that they haven't really worked out. And the defense just isn't good enough right now. Rasmus Ristolainen's obviously very good. Jake McCabe is good. But beyond that, they have a lot of number 5-6 type defensemen that should maybe be playing 12 or 14 minutes a night. And they're playing 20 minutes a night, and they're not doing much. And it's just not a playoff-caliber defense.
Sabres have games Friday and Saturday against Detroit and Montreal. Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.